Like many gentlemen, Scott Sable is always looking for a way to avoid shaving.
If I'm not focused on it, I'll cut myself. And then you know how it is. It starts to bleed. And before you know it, you're trying to, like, you know, hold a tissue on it so it doesn't bleed. And then you go on TV.
Sable is a TV meteorologist for Fox 8 in Cleveland, where not shaving is usually not an option.
Look at the showers again. Widespread rainfall all afternoon.
So he comes up with some pretty elaborate schemes to avoid having to shave for work.
One winter, he says he didn't shave until the temperature hit 50 degrees.
That lasted 74 days.
This year, before the NFL season started, he decided to grow a beard until the Cleveland Browns won their first game of the season.
The Browns lost the opening game, but hey, what's 1 week without shaving?
So the Browns were 0-1. I'm thinking, all right, well, it sets the Browns back a few weeks. Maybe I could go 3 or 4 weeks without shaving. They get their first win. It's early October, and that'll be the end of it, right?
Wrong.
Well, here we are almost 90 days, and the Browns are now 0-12. I didn't think it would last this long at all. There was no way that there was just, it's very difficult to lose 12 games in a row.
The All meteorologist right. posted a photo online of his beard progress, and we're going to pull that up now. You can see some chubby cheeks that slowly disappear.
I don't know if he'll like that part.
It looks sort of like an upside-down cupcake with a big tower of curly brown frosting all over the lower half of his face.
And he says he even fluffs up the beard for when he goes on air.
Sable has been a Browns fan since he was a kid, and he calls his beard a microcosm of the Browns' terrible season.
Now, some fans are asking, what happens if the Browns don't win any games this season? Sable says his boss at the TV station raised this issue early on.
So it's really difficult to do, but he said, let's just put that stipulation in there that if they do go 0-16, you shave it at the end of the season or else we could run into, you know, kind of a problem.
Sable says the beard does have some advantages for a TV weatherman.
Especially when I have to do live shots and I'm outside and the wind's hitting you right in the face, there is a level of insulation there, so it certainly does help.
But he says it's not exactly a hit at home.
Well, my wife likes beards. She likes a well-groomed beard. She doesn't like a 90-day beard that hasn't been touched.
90 days and counting. The earliest Scott Sable could shave is this Sunday when the Browns play the Cincinnati Bengals.
And as for Sable's next beard-growing challenge, he says he's always open to new ideas.